Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and the Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Off, the sixth parak Shlosha meaning. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Gemara asks from where Rabbi Eliezer derives that a matzor must shave with a razor, and he answers that he darshans like the following brisa: Rosho Ma Tamud Lomer. What is his head written by matzor saying? Since it already taught that he must shave all his hair, Lafishin Emar Gabi Nazir Ta'ar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, because it said regarding a nazir, a razor shall not pass over his head. Yachlo af nazir metzora ken. One could think even a nazir who is a metzora would be similarly forbidden to shave his head. Talmud lomar rosho. Therefore it says, his head, that even a nazir who is a metzora must shave his head. Since a nazir's prohibition is only to shave with a razor, in accordance with the Rav Yonasan on Daf Lametes, it would only need to be violated if a metzora must shave with a razor. Otherwise, the Torah would require shaving a matzor and nazir with a different implement because of the principle of Reish Lakish, that the Torah only allows for a mitzvah to override a prohibition when there is no possibility to fulfill both. Point number two, the Gemara asks what the Rabbanan, who derived that a matzor shaves with a razor from Zikano, learned from the word rosho. It answers, L'mitche lav dehakafa, to override the prohibition of rounding the head, as the Brisa relates that rosho teaches that a matzor must shave all his hair, despite the normal prohibition to round the corners of one's hair. The Gemara asks why this pasuk is needed, since we have already learned from Zikano that a matzor shaves in violation of the prohibition to cut one's beard. The Gemara answers that without the word rosho, one can think that hakafa is called rosh, roshma hakafa. Rounding the entire head is not considered rounding and always permitted, and the prohibition is only when leaving the rest of his hair. So rosho teaches that the matzor's shaving his entire head is a required violation of hakafa's rosh. Zikano is necessary to teach that a matzor must shave with a razor, as Rabban derived it on Daf Lametes, that a matzor must violate the prohibition of cutting his beard, which they hold is with a razor. And pointing with you, the Gemara above noted that the Rabbanan can derive the principle that aseh docheh lo saseh, a positive commandment overrides a prohibition, from the word rosho, which taught that a matzor shaves his head despite the normal prohibition to round the corners. The Gemara asks, from where does Rabbi Eliezer, who holds this word teaches a nazir matzor must shave, derive this principle? Tosos explains that although this too demonstrates that a mitzvah, matzor shaving, overrides the prohibition of a nazir to shave, the Gemara knows that Rabbi Eliezer has some prior source for this principle, for otherwise he could not take the liberty to apply the pasuk to a nazir who is additionally violating a positive mitzvah to grow his hair. The Gemara answers that he learns it from Gidilim, Tzitzis, as the Braisa states, Tilbash Shatnez, you shall not wear Shatnez, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment, HaGidilim Tasilucha Mehem, but twist the cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnez. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara asks from where Rabbi Eliezer derives that a matzor must shave with a razor, and answers that he darshans like the following Braisa: Rosho Ma Tamud Lomer, what is his head written by a matzor saying, since it already taught that he must shave all his hair? Lafishin Emar Gabi Nazir Ta'ar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, because it said regarding a nazir, a razor shall not pass over his head, Yachlo Af Nazir Metzora Ken. One could think even a nazir who is a metzora would be similarly forbidden to shave his head. Talmud Lomar Rosho. Therefore it says, his head, that even a nazir who is a metzora must shave his head. Since a nazir's prohibition is only to shave with a razor, in accordance with the Rav Yonasan on Daf Lametes, it would only need to be violated if a metzora must shave with a razor. Otherwise, the Torah would require shaving a matzor and nazir with a different implement because of the principle of Reish Lakish, that the Torah only allows for a mitzvah to override a prohibition when there is no possibility to fulfill both. Point number two, the Gemara asks what the Rabbanan, who derived that a matzor shaves with a razor from Zikano, learned from the word rosho. It answers, L'mitche lav dehakafa, to override the prohibition of rounding the head, as the Brisa relates that rosho teaches that a matzor must shave all his hair, despite the normal prohibition to round the corners of one's hair. The Gemara asks why this pasuk is needed, since we have already learned from Zikano that a matzor shaves in violation of the prohibition to cut one's beard. The Gemara answers that without the word rosho, one can think that hakafa is called rosh, roshma hakafa. Rounding the entire head is not considered rounding and always permitted, and the prohibition is only when leaving the rest of his hair. So rosho teaches that the matzor's shaving his entire head is a required violation of hakafa's rosh. Zikano is necessary to teach that a matzor must shave with a razor, as Rabban derived it on Daf Lametes, that a matzor must violate the prohibition of cutting his beard, which they hold is with a razor. And pointing with you, the Gemara above noted that the Rabbanan can derive the principle that aseh docheh lo saseh, a positive commandment overrides a prohibition, from the word rosho, which taught that a matzor shaves his head despite the normal prohibition to round the corners. The Gemara asks, from where does Rabbi Eliezer, who holds this word teaches a nazir matzor must shave, derive this principle? Tosos explains that although this too demonstrates that a mitzvah, matzor shaving, overrides a prohibition of a nazir to shave. The Gemara knows that Rabbi Eliezer has some prior source for this principle, for otherwise he could not take the liberty to apply the pasuk to a nazir who is additionally violating a positive mitzvah to grow his hair. The Gemara answers that he learns it from Gidilim, Tzitzis, as the Braisa states, well, Tilbash Shatnez, you shall not wear Shatnez, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment, HaGidilim Tasilucha, Mehem, but twist the cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnez. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Siman is a grandma. So here goes. The hairy grandma who told her Metzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis of shatnez to wear. Once again, slow motion. The hairy grandma, that must be more duff, memov, grandma. The hairy grandma who told her Metzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, which reminds us Rabbi Yehuda's source that a Metzora shaves with a razor is Rosho. So the hairy grandma who told her Metzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, which reminds us, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Metzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. So the hairy grandma who told her Metzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis of shatnez to wear. Which reminds us, the source for Ase Doche Lose Kondra Belezer is learned from Gidilim Tzitzis, as the Braisa states, well, Tilba shatnez, you shall not wear shatnez, and the following pasuk commands attaching tzitzis to a garment, HaGidilim Taselecha Mehem, but twist the cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make tzitzis of shatnez. So once again, the hairy grandma who told her Metzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis of shatnez to wear. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The hairy laser tag champ. Laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace that reflects the view of the Rabbanan that Mishras litan tamke ikr, the word steeped teaches that flavor is equal to substance, that if he steeped grapes in water and has a wine flavor, he's chai for drinking it. The brace adds that this principle is extrapolated to all prohibitions based on the Kal Vachomer, on Nazir's prohibitions, which are temporary for the duration of his term, and they're only prohibited in consumption and not hanah, and can become permitted if a chacham annuls his naziris, then certainly applies by other prohibitions which are more stringent in some or all of these regards. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kalim to get rid of the tam, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva learns tam ke ikka from the law of giwi nachrim, purging utensils of nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods. Without purging, the flavor would later be emitted into the Jew's food and forbid it. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kalim to get rid of the tam, was ejected from the competition when he knocked the referee's shami meat sandwich onto a chatas pasula, making the meat possible, which reminds us, Rav Ashi was asked why Rabbi Kiva did not learn from Nazir to apply Hetem Mitzraf L'Isser to all prohibitions, just as the Rabbanan applied Tamke Iker to all prohibitions based on Nazir. He answered that the Torah taught this principle in two places, Nazir and Chatas, and the rule is Kol Beis Ksuvim Habayin Ke'Echad Ein Melamnim, that one principle taught in two psukim cannot be extrapolated elsewhere. The case of a chatas is in Hebrew about the pasuk which says, Kol sheyigah b'sara yikdash, whatever touches its meat becomes holy. The word b'sara in its meat teaches that if part of the chatas is absorbed into shlami meat, for example, yikdash liyos kamoa, it shall become holy to be treated like the holier chatas, that if the chatas is pasul, the meat becomes pasul, and if the chatas is valid, the meat must be eaten according to the stricter chatas component, meaning according to its shorter timeline for eating. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The chicken soup, that must be more on Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, which reminds us, Boazer said there are 10 cases dependent on a raviz, and Rav Kahana organized them as 5 red, referring to wine or blood, and 5 white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a similar story for the 5 red, Nazir, Ba'osa Pesach, Shehor B'Mikdash U'Mesu, a Nazir, and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died, and the similar story for the 5 white, Chalas Nazir U'Metzorah Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chal and Nazir and Metzorah, which were disqualified on Shabbos. So, the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into 5 red cups and 5 white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from 2 sets of malkos he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, which reminds us of Brisa states explained the previous Mishnah, and grapes, both fresh and dried, he may not eat, but writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives 2 sets of malkos, although they're both grapes, and normally, eating 2 shiurim of the same substance incurs 1 set of malkos. This is extended to all Nazir prohibitions. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into 5 red cups and 5 white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from 2 sets of malkos he received, bringing both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat clothes, which reminds us, Abai said, Achel chartzin lo kishtayim. If a Nazir ate grape seed, he receives 2 sets of malkos. Achel zag lo kishtayim. If he ate grape skin, he receives 2 sets of malkos. Achel chartzin vizag lo kishalosh. If he ate grape seed and grape skin, he receives 3 sets of malkos. The additional malkos in each case is for the general prohibition of mikol sheyas migefna yain lo yochel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a Nazir. Rava says, Eino loka ela achas. He only receives 1 set of malkas in the first 2 cases. Sheino loka alav shabakos, because there are no malkas for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. Daf Lametes. So the Simur Daf Lametes is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The hairy Nazir mailman. Mailman? That must mean one Daf Lametes. Letter. The hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does hair grow from the base or from the tip? The nafkamina is regarding a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows out from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete his Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of a sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. The Gemara determines it grows in the base of the root. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, which reminds us, a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, he doesn't forfeit any days of the Naziris. He doesn't require a full 30-day growth because of the cases where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought karbanas. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. Daf Mem, so the Simur Daf Mem is a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party pool, that must mourn Daf Mem, Mayim. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malkus, which reminds us, Rav Chista said, Lilkos ba'achas, for a Nazir to get malkus, removing even one hair is sufficient, la'akta b'shtayim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of Naziris. 2 hairs left over are significant, least or ain't associated with Barov Rosho. To forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits it if most of his beard is shaved, Ubatar, and these all apply to removal with a razor, which is more clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Rabbi Shimon is quoted as saying that just as 2 hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, 2 hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. So the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malkas, told the Nazir, Metzor, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they can go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. Which reminds the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Shosh Magalchim Nisiglachten Mitzvah. There are 3 who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Metzor, Levim. A Nazir at the end of his term, a Metzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kulan Shegilchu Shloba Ta'ar, and any of them who shaved without a razor or left over 2 hairs, was v'lakum, they have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara seeks a source that a Metzora shaving must be done with a razor. So the lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get malchus, told the Nazir, Metzora, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. As soon as the Metzora swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Which reminds us, because it's said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not shave, Yachol afil Metzora ken. One could even think a Metzora would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Talmud Lomer Zekano. Therefore it says, his beard, to teach that a Metzora shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. Now if the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanan hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of a Metzora, it must be that a Metzora's shaving likewise requires a razor. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that the Rabbanan learned Tamke Ikar from Mishras and applied to all Torah prohibitions based on the Kal Vachomer, that's on Daf? Lamed Zayin. Good number 2. Which of the one that the source of Rabbi Eliezer, that Ase Doche Los Ase, is learned from the Psukim that teach that one can make tzitzis from Shatnez, that's on Daf? Memalv. Good number 3. Which of the one that Anazar receives 2 sets of malchus for eating fresh and dried grapes, that's on Daf? Good number 4. Which of the one, according to Rav Chista, for Nazir to get malchus, removing even one hair is sufficient? That's on Daf. Mem. Good number 5. Which Daf do Malchuk is whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used? That's on Daf. Lamatas. Good number 6. Which of the one that Zikano is coming to teach that a Metzora shaves even his beard with a razor? That's on Daf. Mem. Good number 7. Which of the one, according to the Rabbanan, Rosh who teaches a Metzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh, that's on Daf. Memal. Good number 8. Which Daf do we have a question whether hair grows from the root or from the tip? That's on Daf. Lamatas. Good number 9. Which Daf do we have the Rebbe Eliezer source that a Metzora shaves with a razor is Rosho? That's on Daf. Memov. Good. And number 10. Which of them that there are 3 who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah, a Nazir, Metzora, and the Levim. That's on Daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.